WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 7. It's 62 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube, your full-service oil and lube shop on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Raleigh Car Wash, or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. The Bryan City Council is looking at repairing Little League fields as one way of spending recently expanded budget authority in the city's capital improvements fund.
The council learned yesterday the city can borrow another $2.5 million next year for CIP projects. Mayor Andrew Nelson received no opposition to finding out the cost of fixing each of the 14 fields, which as a group would run $1.5 million.
As I was on the board at Little League, I'm thinking you don't have to do them all at once.
City Manager Keene Register said some of the fields would need $15,000 to $20,000 of improvements.
We just have to select the process of doing that because you're not going to be able to affect all Little Leagues.
The council also decided to set aside money to buy right-of-way for the future expansion of Thornberry Drive through the Austin's Creek subdivision north of Highway 21 near the Castle Heights neighborhood. Money would also be reserved to build one, if not two, new City of Bryan Gateway monuments on the freeway. The most money, $2 million, is targeted to design rebuilding William Joe Bryan Parkway from the freeway to Texas. That's in order to access $11 million in construction money from the state through the Local Metropolitan Planning Authority. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
The president of the Federal Reserve Bank of Dallas says the Texas economy is solid despite a recently wobbly stock market. Robert Kaplan told an audience at the Bush Library this week that Texas has emerged on the other side of the oil price crunch stronger than ever, with more frackers able to operate at a profit with prices in the high 40s a barrel.
The energy business may not be a tailwind, but at least it's not a headwind. It's at least neutral and probably becoming a tailwind.
Kaplan says migration to Texas will continue, which is a good thing because one of the challenges Texas will face in the coming decade is far lower rates of participation in the labor force as the baby boomers retire. The Texas Senate has unanimously passed its version of the next state budget. Brazos County Senator Charles Schwertner on WTAW's The Infomaniac said before the vote he expected strong support. The budget now goes to a Senate House Conference Committee.
Truth be told, that's where a lot of the hard issues of the budget are hammered out and finally decided. So it's obviously a very important position. I was, as the chair of the health portion of writing the budget, the Article 2 budget, I was honored to be on that committee last time, and we'll see the lieutenant governor appoints me to that position again.
The Senate's budget includes cuts to higher education and does not give Governor Abbott the money he wants to continue funding elite researchers at state universities, including Texas A&M, or fund the governor's plan for pre-kindergarten. The idea of building an official Texas Music Museum hit some sour notes Tuesday at a state Senate committee.
Austin State Senator Kirk Watson says the state's music heritage is so amazing, there needs to be a central place to experience it.
The purpose of establishing an official Texas State Music Museum is to help preserve and celebrate the heritage of Texas music and educate the citizens and visitors of our state capital about the many great musicians and music that we have.
But operators of existing music museums said it would put them out of business. The daughter of the late Freddie Fender said it would destroy her dream of a museum to her father's legacy in his hometown of San Benito in the Rio Grande Valley. This is Jim Forsyth, TSN News.
WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 7. It's 62 degrees. You can call or text us, 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Maintaining your vehicle is not only important, but required. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia from Traditions Mobile One Oil and Lube, and I want to remind you that your registration will now serve as a combined proof for inspection and registration, but you will still need to have your vehicle inspected. We can do that for you at Traditions Mobile One Oil and Lube on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Raleigh Car Wash, or visit our other location at East William Joe Bryan Parkway next to the main post office. Like us on Facebook for weekly promotions.
Make a date for free family fun and experience the many wonders of science and technology at the 2017 Physics and Engineering Festival set for Saturday, April 1st at Texas A&M University. Ride a square-wheeled bicycle, run through a pool of cornstarch, or shoot balloons with lasers. Three of 200 interactive exhibits that will be on display from 10 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. at the Mitchell Physics Building on the Texas A&M campus. No fees or tickets are required for the free event, which will feature three fantastic bubble show performances at 11 a.m., 1 p.m., and 2:30 p.m. Museum, as well as opportunities to meet NASA astronaut Bonnie Dunbar and Nobel Prize winner David Lee. Close out your educational experience with a 4 p.m. public lecture about the search for life in the universe by Adler Planetarium astronomer and TED Senior Fellow Lucianne Walkowitz. Locals can also catch Friday's kickoff segment on the physics of cooking, showcasing celebrity chefs Peter Madden and Mitch Seeger. For more information about an exciting lifelong learning opportunity guaranteed to please kids of all ages, visit physicsfestival.tamu.edu. See you there.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
How many ways can we say thank you? On Thursday, March the 30th, we'll give it a try, because that's Chamber Day. Hi, I'm Glenn Brewer, President and CEO of the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce. This Thursday, March the 30th, the Chamber of Commerce, along with our sponsor, Brazos County, and close to 200 volunteers, will visit businesses in the Bryan College Station area to say thanks for your support. To learn more about Chamber Day, visit bcschamber.org, and remember, thank you.
Good morning. It's 7:11. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Clouds and breezy today with showers and thunderstorms, especially this morning. They'll taper off this afternoon. Temperatures are going to reach 80 to 85 later today. Behind the system, it'll become partly cloudy later tonight. Lows are 55 to 60. High pressure heads our way tomorrow with sunshine and a high of 75 to 80. Tomorrow night, skies are clear with 55. We'll have sun on Friday with temperatures between 80 and 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll hear from A&M baseball coach Rob Childress on the team's win over Texas State last night. Meanwhile, the softball team hosts the Bobcats tonight at the Aggie Softball Complex. And in the NBA, Steph Curry and the Warriors proved to be too much for the Rockets in Houston. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So this rain's rolling out of here, really.
Yeah.
Going to be out pretty soon.
That's good.
There is some stuff way out in Lubbock that has popped up that, I don't know, might wander down here, but it'd take a while to get here. Most all of it, though, is tracking out of the state of Texas, so we'll see. Well, you heard that story about the storm chase.
Yeah, well, and we reported it, and then I realized I had heard it on Fox, too, so yeah. It's making national news.
Yeah, it did. Well, again, you can't be running the stop sign no matter what the weather conditions.
No, just because there's a tornado out there.
Nope, not it. Okay, so let me see. Do we want to do the story about how I want to talk about the monuments for the city, Brian.
Oh, okay. And how they're going to be bigger than College Station.
Yeah, which, you know, heck yeah.
They built
theirs last, so they ought to be.
Exactly.
So now, I mean, you know, right at Texas and Rosemary is a boundary line, kind of,
right,
for Bryan and College Station. And so they kind of have a deal there with both boys and girls with dancing and playing flutes or something with birds and all that.
Yes.
And so that's the common boundary. But now we're going to talk Gateway.
Gateways on the freeway.
Yeah, so, I mean, do we have animals on there? Do we have, like, little bunny rabbits looking over the edge?
College Station's doesn't have anything.
It doesn't, but that's okay. You see, now, ooh, Bryan has such a great opportunity.
You're right.
Yeah.
And then, of course, if it ends up being something that really captures people's imagination, then that's going to put pressure on College Station to come back.
Right.
And dress theirs up.
What about a large Viking on one side,
yeah,
and a large Rudder Ranger,
yeah,
on the other side?
That's, you know,
posed to look like they might be ready to attack.
Yep. And
does that sound welcoming?
Well, but the thing is, we're going to do a couple of them, right? So we could do one that's,
ooh,
much more friendly.
True.
And one that,
with bunnies.
Yeah,
and
yeah, exactly. And then you know, one that's that shows
our
city pride. But then if we end up having a third high school at some time, and that,
true,
I mean,
that, yeah,
you got to have room for that third.
Well, and you can't forget about, you know, Bryan Collegiate.
I think they're
the Panthers,
yep,
and then you've got other,
yep,
schools.
That's true.
So. Mm-hmm.
Not exactly sure where we need to go.
True.
But, I mean, I think the mayor said, he said it was important that it be easy to read. Is that right? Whatever,
well, you
it said.
Would think. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you do want to do that. Not
right.
I don't know if we're going to do Good Life Texas style again, but I just, I think this is a grand opportunity. There's so many things that Brian is doing for the first time that it makes it exciting because every time I talk to an elected official, I want to hear what their thoughts are about their vision for West Bryan, and then soon the northeastern part of the city is going to start getting developed. And it's not like they're tearing stuff down and putting new stuff up like they're doing every place in College
Station. How about welcome to Bryan, where you can text and drive?
Yeah, I like that. Texting welcome here. Safe texting welcome here. Could do that. All right.
Hey, speaking of Bryan and Bryan High School, I felt really, really old last night.
It's going to happen to you more
often. Yep, I know. Okay. I know. Right. Okay. I got a text message, and apparently the softball uniforms that I used to wear are now officially considered a throwback.
Oh.
They were worn last night as a throwback jersey.
Yeah.
Just consider it like a legacy.
Right, exactly. You know? And I did. I loved those uniforms. I tweeted out the picture that I received, and I said, you know, when your uniform is officially considered a throwback.
Yeah.
As you get older, you learn to appreciate words like legacy and classic and things like that.
Well, and that's the other thing that that means is that that uniform was seen by enough people that it can be considered a throwback as opposed to just somebody going, oh, look at their new uniforms.
True.
No, no. True. Those are classic Bryan Viking uniforms.
Yep, those are classic.
Well, again, sorry that's happened.
It's fine. Yeah, it's fine.
All right. So a family-owned jeweler in North Carolina thought it had a funny, witty take on an old adage. So the company put up a billboard, Spicer Green Jewelers. The sign told drivers, quote, sometimes it's okay to throw rocks at girls.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that.
Okay, now, and again, I mean, I see where they're coming from.
Oh, yeah.
The owners thought it was an innocuous enough phrase invoking the nostalgia and promoting the store's diamonds and gems. Mm-hmm. But, of course, that didn't work. No, no, no. Once the message spread online, the store was mercilessly criticized for being tone-deaf, sexist, out of touch. An endless barrage of disgusted comments on social media and on the company's Yelp page. One user gave a one-star rating and called out the billboard for being, quote, poor taste, insensitive to issues of gender and abuse.
You know, and then I heard somewhere else that on another report that they thought if kids read it, they might get the wrong message, that it's actually okay to throw rocks at girls.
Okay, fine, whatever. Okay.
I think I'd be a little bit more worried about what your kid's watching on TV.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well, wait a minute. Even a small protest was held in front of the company's Asheville, North Carolina store. Well, all right, now there's the problem right there. Asheville is a beautiful city.
Yes.
But it's Austin 40 years ago, okay?
Mm.
It's a little bit kind of hippie.
Yep.
A little bit, you know, like that. So you can bet that there are any number of diamond huggers there who just...
Well, and it's unfortunate. Obviously, we've talked about it. People have the, you know, feel like they have the right to just be offended.
Sure.
And you're going to offend someone. But when coming up with these cute, creative, fun phrases, you might want to run it past like a little group of...
I guess. Do a focus group thing.
A focus group, even
yeah.
if it's just like calling up your friend from, you know, just another town.
Just to avoid being talked about on a morning radio show the next day.
Yeah.
Well,
whoever came up with that was probably like,
We'll see. I mean, let's just see how this plays out. Okay, we'll get our firestorm right here, but at the end of the day, we'll see how the joy, and I guess they'll take the billboard down, but I would think that from a hometown standpoint, there are probably people who will go in and voice support saying, we know what you were doing. We were just trying to have fun.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of funny signs and creative messages, the veterinary that I take my dog to, theirs currently says 50 Shades of Spay.
Oh, very nice. There you go.
They always have cute ones.
Oh, but aren't you offended by that?
Right? No. Yeah. Exactly. Okay. That book is justice.
Yeah, so it has to do with that, so
plus spaying animals, it's cruelty.
Okay, so yesterday we talked about the kids getting bumped off United Airlines, right?
Yes, the leggings.
Because they're wearing the leggings,
right.
Okay. Puma says it is offering 20% off all leggings to customers who bring a past or present United Airlines plane ticket to their store in U.S. America.
Oh, wow.
I think
way
this
to
is
cash
great.
In on this.
Yep. Yep.
So because they did that, then, and by the way, leggings are welcome on United Airlines if you're a regular customer. It's just that these kids were comp ticketed, and that's the reason that happened. But really smart of Puma to do that, I think. So did you see that Zach Brown bought a champion steer at the Houston Livestock Show?
No, I didn't. $330,000. Wow.
Yeah, he's
doing pretty well.
Well, yeah. He is. He's got the money. He can certainly afford that. But that's kind of fun to do that. Yeah. All right. So here's a job. This would not be bad.
Okay.
It sometimes jobs do sound too good to be true, and this one certainly qualifies. A company called Third Home is a travel company allowing homeowners to exchange time in their houses for stays at luxury destinations, okay? So Third Home has been inundated with applications for this job, seeking a post to find someone who will travel around the world and stay in luxury accommodations. Monthly salary of $10,000. Yeah. The successful applicant will travel the world for 3 months and blog about the experience in 12 multi-million-dollar holiday home.
They get to travel to really nice houses and stay there, and basically all they have to do is put in kind of an Airbnb sort of situation with their own
a
house.
And then they do you don't even have to have a house to be this person. That's what the company is. Third Home does that, but you will be the person who writes reviews of these selected houses.
And nobody has to stay in your house for it.
No.
Oh,
so the requirements are not too restrictive, as long as you are over 18.
Got it.
Can speak English.
Yep.
Done.
And have excellent writing skills. Then you can apply. Now, although the exact itinerary is yet to be confirmed, you can expect to be taken to, quote, some of the most desirable resorts and homes across the globe.
How do they even, you're going to get millions of applications. Well, how do you even begin to choose?
Here's the deal, is it has already been advertised in Elle Magazine, Harper's Bazaar, Condé Nast Traveler, so there will be fierce competition.
Yeah.
What they want you to do is send a one-minute video.
Oh, that's smart, though.
It is. Smart. I agree. Yeah. That way, because I imagine you need to be a little photogenic to
probably
be able to do that. Mm-hmm. Probably have to be kind of cutesy in what you say and how you say it. Hello.
Yep. Charismatic.
Yeah, they need to amend their billboard. It says it's okay to throw rocks at girls and spray a fire hose at protesters.
I like
take
that.
It one step further.
Yeah, here, at you. Okay, come on by. We'll give you a spray.
You're right. We're wrong. Our sign was wrong. We fixed it now.
Yeah, now it's okay. We fixed it for you.
When do I need to have my application?
Well,
in?
I think that to get back to what we were talking about, March 30th.
Oh.
Yeah, so that's tomorrow.
Oh, man.
All right. So
Scott.
Okay, now, of course, Bill's back, right? So you don't have to do the afternoon, right?
True. Yes,
okay. Well,
correct.
You may have to forego your nap.
Dang it, and I've got softball this afternoon, but tomorrow, I have tomorrow.
Yep, that's right, you do.
I can still submit
so
tomorrow.
So again, 1 minute, and the name
maybe
of the company
is Third. Maybe if you submit late,
Home.
You go on the top of the pile.
That's a good point. That may well be, so you got your shot at that. But again, $10,000 a month, but it's only a three-month gig. So, if you're okay with that, then you got to find something else to do afterwards.
Okay.
7:23, healthier candy bars coming. We'll have that in the next half hour for you.
Due to the overwhelming response to evening and weekend appointments, University Pediatric Association is now offering new walk-in hours Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 11:45 a.m. and 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. No appointment necessary. If you need to see a pediatric specialist in a moment's notice, then UPA is the place for you. Award-winning UPA, open 7 days a week. Click on upadocs.com for a complete listing of operational hours. University Pediatrics Association, celebrating 40 years of caring for your kids.
Brad Mitchell in the studio right now with Matt from Sunshine Fun Pools. How you doing today, Matt?
I'm great, Brad. How are you doing today?
I am awesome. Now, I got a couple of questions for you here. If somebody is looking to add a pool to their home and they don't know exactly where to start, the question I have for you is, do you guys help them design a pool that will go well with their home?
Yes, Brad. In fact, we take our time with customers. We really like to sit down with them and try to get a feel for what they really want and then design something perfect for their backyard.
Speaking of backyards, if you have a backyard that's, say, low on surface area, let's say that you kind of have a smaller backyard, do you guys help design pools that will fit in a small backyard?
Yeah, it's funny because backyards have become increasingly smaller, and yet customers want to put more and more in them. So we actually employ a lot of technology that allow us to put some really high-end, beautiful pools in some smaller areas.
Awesome. Don't forget, you can get 50% off a spa heated by Hayward, or you can get a free Hayward heater for your pool. Call Sunshine Fun Pools at 979-690-3343 or click sunshinefunpools.com.
With the John Deere 5045E tractor from Sioux Falls Prater, you're able to load more, lift more, do more, and save more. Right now, get 0% financing for 84 months on a 5045E with two-wheel drive and an open operator station. That's one low monthly payment that's going to pay you back in powerful John Deere performance and peace of mind with the no-cost five-year warranty. Learn more at cptractor.com. Offer ends 5/1/17, subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. Warranty restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Move-in season, holiday season, vacation season, no matter the reason, no matter the season, Molly Maid of BCS has you covered. Deep cleaning, light cleaning, regular or occasional, Molly Maid can be trusted to take care of your home. Call us today to find out how easy it is to leave your worries behind and start trusting the pros at Molly Maid. 979-693-7700. That's 979-693-7700. Or check us out at mollymaid.com.
Good morning. It's 726. Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620, WTAW. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. And the weather's brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. They also do polyurethane concrete raising. More information for you at anchorfoundationrepair.net. Rain's pretty well out of here. Certainly going to be clear of here within an hour or so. Look for a high temperature today around 82 degrees. And winds out of the south, gusting up to 20 miles an hour. Tonight, 20% chance of showers hanging on. 56 is our low. Tomorrow's nice, 77 and sunny. And it'll be another 10 degrees warmer on Friday. We're looking at about 86 degrees for our high. Saturday, 84. And then on Sunday, looks like we'll have some showers back in the forecast. 60% is what they're telling us. Right now, the winds are out of the east at 10. There are still some thunderstorms around. Most of them, though, to our northeast. And we're looking at 63 degrees currently.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
The Nebraska Democrat Party wants refugees. They're giving them gift baskets, diapers, kitchen utensils, and voter registration forms. A letter signed by Jane Klebe comes with the forms. She points out that Nebraska welcomes more refugees than any other state per capita. She says that Trump's travel ban's racist, so is a call to action for them in Nebraska. Refugees left their political parties, their old countries behind, so the Nebraska Democrats wanted to make sure they'd be embraced here. As for the voter registration forms, she says it's not illegal for the Democrats to hand them out. She's just helping the refugees become familiar with them. A Republican state lawmaker wants the Democrats to provide a list of all the people who were given these forms as part of their welcome. That way, voter rolls can be checked to make sure everything's on the up and up. The Democrats say that that's offensive. It's absolutely ludicrous, says Klebe. It's a sad state of affairs that this is where the Republican Party is going right now. Ms. Klebe, you Democrats, you don't give a rip that it's illegal for non-citizens to vote. Ludicrous doesn't even begin to describe what's going on with your party. This is such a transparent effort that you're engaging in. It proves this is the only reason you care about immigration.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Hey, if you're getting your land ready for spring, you need a tractor. But how do you know if you're buying the right tractor? Well, talk to somebody who already has one, like the 98% of Mahindra owners who would recommend a Mahindra to their friends. That's right, folks, 98%. Mahindra stands behind their tractors and utility vehicles with the industry's leading warranties. They're made to last with real steel, not plastic. And Mahindra's utility vehicles are even built right here in the USA. Trust your land to the toughest tractors and utility vehicles on earth, and you'll discover why Mahindra is the world's number one selling tractor. To become the next satisfied Mahindra owner, learn more at MahindraUSA.com.
Take advantage of rock-bottom prices and test drive a Mahindra today at J5 Tractors in Conroe, Navasota, and Normangy. Or visit J5Tractors.com. That's the letter J, the number 5, Tractors.com.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
What does over 140 years of insurance experience mean to you? It means knowledgeable people you know and trust helping with insurance decisions, service, and claims. It means excellent relationships with major insurance companies that can help put money back in your pocket. Competitive rates, personal service, and peace of mind. What more can you ask from your insurance agent? Visit ANCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 62 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what we do best. Deep roots, new ideas, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. The Bryan City Council has learned it has another $2.5 million to spend next year on capital improvement projects, and the council directed staff to explore some ideas.
First on the list is spending $2 million to design the rebuilding of William Joe Bryan Parkway from Texas to the freeway. That's in order to access $11 million in construction money from the state through the Metropolitan Planning Organization. Another $230,000 would be spent on acquiring right-of-way for a future expansion of Thornberry Drive. Public Works Director Jason Barfnick says it provides an option to the freeway on the east side of Bryan.
On the thoroughfare plan, it gives a north-south connection out on the east side to connect 1179 up to 21 and then on up to, I think, 22, 23, I think, at some point in time. So personally, right now, I think I would just do the Castle Heights piece and wait for the other to happen, unless there's just a strong desire to punch it through to Old Reliance at this point in time.
Some of the new money would build new City of Bryan Gateway monuments on the freeway. Drawing a lighter moment from Councilman Mike Sutherland.
Is that bigger than College Station? It needs to be bigger than College Station.
Mayor Andrew Nelson had only one requirement from the monument inscriptions.
Simple and readable is always good.
The council is also looking into starting the process of repairing 14 Little League fields. As a group, the price tag is $1.5 million, but by individual location, the cost is as little as $15,000. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
The Texas Senate has unanimously approved its version of the state budget. Brazos County Senator Charles Schwartner on WTAW's The Infomaniacs says the Senate budget does not include the use of the rainy day fund. Schwartner addressed the House's accusations of using accounting gimmicks to loosen up $2.5 billion earmarked for transportation.
When you institute the amount of sales tax that is going toward transportation from the constitutional amendment, Prop 7, you can... To figure when you started is really up to the comptroller.
Schwartner says the comptroller thought it would be appropriate to start that cycle in September 2019 instead of August 2019, which allows for the extra funds.
That's not really using a deferral process at all. That's basically just implementing what the comptroller told us we could do.
Schwartner says it's unfortunate and unwise for House Speaker Joe Strauss to accuse the Senate of, quote, cooking the books. The Senate's package does not fully fund future Medicaid caseloads. It closes a state prison, and it does not give the governor the dollars he wants for pre-kindergarten and bringing elite researchers to state universities, including Texas A&M. But there is more money for public education, primarily to rising property taxes.
Senate Finance Chair Jane Nelson rolled out the biennial state budget, which tops out at nearly $218 billion.
Education funding will increase by roughly $4.6 billion when you consider both state and local funding sources.
The rising property taxes allowed the Senate to actually cut $1.4 billion from general revenue. One of the winners, Child Protective Services, which is budgeted an additional $450 million. In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
The Texas House Public Education Committee has passed legislation to add $1.6 billion to public schools. The proposal means an increase of $200 per student. Committee Chairman Dan Huberty of Houston says it's a positive first step in what will take several legislative sessions to completely change the state's school finance formula. Despite a wobbly stock market lately, Federal Reserve Bank of Dallas President Robert Kaplan told an audience at the Bush Library this week that the Texas economy is poised for the state's strongest job growth in 3 years.
We expect job growth in Texas in 2017. Our Dallas Fed official estimate is in excess of 2.25%.
Kaplan says more and more Texas oil producers can make money with oil in the upper $40 per barrel range, which will again short-circuit OPEC's hopes of raising prices by cutting production. And there is another blow to the Texas death penalty from the courts.
By a 5-3 vote, the Supreme Court said the guidelines used by Texas to decide whether an inmate is mentally sound for execution amounts to cruel and unusual punishment. Dallas County Appellate Defense Attorney Christy Dean says the ruling effectively found the Texas standards were crafted by the courts, not by the medical community.
We've got at least one case, possibly two that I'm aware of, that will probably come back on writs because of a determination in those cases that was based on these seven factors that have now been struck down.
She says it'll be up to the legislature to draft a law that conforms to the Supreme Court's ruling. The case heard by the Supreme Court is out of Houston. LP Phillips, TSN News.
WTAW News Time is 7:36 at 62 degrees. You can call or text us at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At Brazos County Bank, we put our customers first. We are big believers in taking the time to get to know each and every one of our customers and their unique banking needs. Building relationships are what we do best. Whether you're in the market for a business or personal loan, let us be your lender and provide you with competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. I'm Scott Henniger, Vice President of Brazos County Bank, and I invite you to experience what relationship banking can do for you.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Come celebrate the beginning of the 61st annual Brazos County Youth Livestock Show Week with the Queen's Dance, Saturday, April 1st at the Hildebrand Equine Complex with opening act Texas Unlimited Band. Then get ready for headliner Johnny Lee. Get advance tickets at Cavender's and Catalina Hatters for $10, or you can get them at the door for $15. Events and livestock shows are scheduled April 4th through the 8th. Sponsored by American Momentum Bank, BTU, Garrett Mechanical, Texas Farm Bureau, Pegasus Optimization Managers, and WRI Tractors. Visit bcyla.net.
Hi, I'm Brian Windham.
And I'm Allison Windham.
And we're Windham Construction.
Remodeling is a story. It has a beginning, middle, and an end. The beginning is planning and design, the middle, quality construction, and the end, your happily ever after. If you're ready to write your story, we can help you get it done. Windham Construction provides good quality, dependability, and great results. Whether you want to remodel your kitchen or build an addition, it's a great time to get started. Call us today. Windham Construction, 324-8596.
Good morning, it's 7:37. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
Clouds and breezy today with showers and thunderstorms, especially this morning. They'll taper off this afternoon. Temperatures are going to reach 80 to 85 later today. Behind the system, it'll become partly cloudy later tonight. Lows are 55 to 60. High pressure heads our way tomorrow with sunshine and a high of 75 to 80. Tomorrow night, skies are clear with 55. We'll have sun on Friday with temperatures between 80 and 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, the A&M baseball team earned a road win last night against Texas State. We'll hear from Coach Rob Childress. Meanwhile, the Bobcats softball team comes to town to face the Aggies tonight. And in the NBA, the Rockets fell to the Golden State Warriors last night in Houston. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you are. Let's head to a Washington, D.C. Congressman Bill Flores joins us. Good morning, Congressman. How are you?
Howdy, Scott. Great to be on Infomaniacs with y'all again today.
Glad to have you with us. Let's talk about, well, the last week, the vote did not go the way that Republicans wanted it to go. And so, at least for right now, where does health care stand?
Well, I thought it was probably dead last Friday after after our leadership pulled it from the floor. And in the course of the next few days, it looks like we've decided to get back together and to try to find a way to do something with Obamacare. Because the net result of pulling it from the floor last week was to basically impose Obamacare on our country for the foreseeable future. Also, it would allow Planned Parenthood. Parenthood to continue to be funded. And it continues the bankruptcy of Medicaid, and that's just not acceptable to most of us. Also, the some of the folks that were behind this effort to never get to yes had some really bad press over the course of the past few days, and so suddenly they wanted to sit down and negotiate again. So my hope is that we can sit down and come up with a solution to rid the company, rid the country of Obamacare, and to be able to give our constituents their health care choices back.
So senators from both parties at the White House yesterday, the president talked about being able to come up with something. Talk a little bit about the bipartisan thoughts of this president in your view.
Well, like all presidents, I think that I think all of us that are elected office should try to reach across the aisle when we can. I will say this, I've seen firsthand that the way the other side looks at health care is totally different than the way that conservatives like me look at it. Most of the folks on the other side of the aisle think that the federal government needs to have a big role. As a matter of fact, they're starting to talk about single-payer systems now, which would be a disaster. And so, you know, our choice is to give people their health care choices back, to let them make their own decisions about their health care coverage, and then to create an environment where a free market will blossom and you have lots of competition and lower prices and better access. So, I mean, I applaud the president reaching out across the aisle, but just based on what I've seen my 6 years in Congress, I think it's going to be difficult to have something happen that the American people will be happy with.
Congressman Bill Flores joining us from D.C. Energy kind of on the forefront yesterday. The president issued his long-promised executive order rolling back some federal government efforts to fight climate change. What happened yesterday as far as that went?
Well, the president looked at a lot of the egregious activities that were done by the Obama administration, which were many of which were outside the law and the Constitution. And so the president rolled those back, and then he took some common sense approaches like a bill I had on hydraulic fracturing on public lands, and he rolled that into this bill as well. I got to be one of the persons at the signing ceremony, and we had a bunch of coal miners up there. Should hopefully have, you know, better environment for their jobs moving forward. And it was pretty special to see that, to watch the president do this and to know that it's going to unshackle our economy from some of the overreaching regulations of the Obama administration. And I'm looking forward to what it does to promote energy security and economic growth.
Well, as somebody who spent decades in the energy industry, it's great that there's going to be coal mining possibly on public lands and the fracking. But tell me where coal really fits in now. Is this not a dying industry?
It does. The industry has some challenges, for sure, because competition from natural gas has really been hard on it. Also, the legacy coal burning technology has an emissions profile that we don't like. And so I think what we need to do, and this energy executive order will help us get to this, is find a way to burn coal cleanly, because any hydrocarbon, if you use enough technology, you can have a very low emissions profile. So I think that if coal wants to be competitive again, that we're going to have to do basic research to find ways to burn it more cleanly. That said, it is still one of our baseload power sources, and you can't just put an X through it until there's some alternative to take its place. So I think this executive order gives it a lease on life, particularly if we can find a way to burn it more cleanly. But the industry does have its challenges, particularly from natural gas.
Well, the action yesterday, does that appear to be the direction that the government is going to go now when it comes to the Environmental Protection Agency? That's just going to become different than it has been in the past?
Well, yes. I mean, what we're going to do is take the EPA back to its roots. The areas that the EPA is supposed to focus on are clean air and clean water. We all want them to be successful at doing that. But when they do it, there are two major building blocks that it has to use for any regulation that it uses to do that. Number one is it's got to have sound science that's transparent. We're going to have two bills this week to deal with that. We can talk about it in a minute. And then the second thing is it has to look at the net benefit to the American people. To impose a costly rule that has no net benefit is not appropriate, and that's one of the things the Obama EPA would do is it trump up the economic benefits by using artificial factors to make a rule look better or a regulation look better than it really was in terms of benefit to the to health and to water quality and air quality. And so what we're doing is taking it back to its roots where it was really successful in cleaning up the environment, and that is to use, again, sound science that's transparent, and then to use real-world economic analyses that the American people can trust.
Congressman Bill Flores joining us from D.C. I want to go back and revisit something you and I discussed last week, but people may be paying more attention to it today. That is because yesterday the House voted to repeal the Internet privacy guidelines that had been approved by the FCC in the final days of the Obama administration. Basically, what that is saying is it is changing the privacy standards on the Internet. But to explain, you voted for this, I believe. Explain to me why you did that.
Well, and let me say this. I was one of the co-sponsors of a House bill it was actually a resolution called under the pursuant to the Congressional Review Act that allows Congress to veto regulations of the administration. This is a midnight rule. It was passed by the FCC late last year. There are a couple of key areas about it. One is that the regulation picked winners and losers in terms of what Internet space participants could do with consumer data. So it imposed some really harsh standards on Internet service providers, but it didn't let people like Google and Yahoo and Amazon get off scot-free. So that was an issue. The second issue is FCC has no authority whatsoever pursuant to the law to deal with Internet privacy. The Federal Trade Commission has that authority. So what we did is basically say, okay, we're slapping your hand, FCC, you overstepped again. And so we're reversing this and putting the law back where it was before. Now, that said, because of some actions that the FCC took earlier to deal with net neutrality, we in Congress are actually going to have to write a law to codify this to say that the Federal Trade Commission has authority over Internet privacy and lay that out in the law, because right now it's a little bit murky. So we're going to have to, because of what the FCC did on net neutrality, we've kind of, they made it murky, and we've got to clean it up now.
Well, when can
we'll be working with Chairman the FCC to fix that.
When can we expect that change, that redo, then, would you think?
Well, I hope in the next several weeks. We're going to have a Communications Technology Subcommittee meeting of Energy and Commerce today. I'm a member of that subcommittee, and I'm going to start talking to my colleagues about trying to find a way to statutorily clean up the mess that the FCC created. You know, there are a bunch of bad headlines out there that said that we're giving ISPs the ability to sell consumer data, and that's all false. That's hysteria that comes from some of the left-wing media, and that's just not true.
Another story that was on the front page mostly last week, Devin Nunes, the congressman, had gone up to the White House with some information rather than take it before his committee. There's been all sorts of outcries as to what should happen. What's your view on what Nunes did and what should go forward from here?
Well, I'll be candid. I haven't spent a lot of time looking at the he said, she said in this particular fight. I will say this. Devin Nunes is about as solid a hand as you can find up here on Capitol Hill, and I trust him as the chair of the Intelligence Committee of the House. And so if he says something, I believe it and trust it. If he takes an action, then I'm typically going to automatically support him until proven that he's engaged in some sort of a untoward behavior. I hope in the next couple of days I can get fully up to speed on the he said, she said, and figure out what's going on here. But at this point in time, I don't see that Devin's done anything wrong that justifies the crazy claims from Schumer and Schiff that he ought to resign his chairship.
Finally today, once again, stories about members of Congress coming back to their home districts and having meetings with their constituents. I know you've got some that are planned. Can you tell us about that a little bit?
Right, on the 18th, 19th, and 20th, we're going to have our town hall events. And early next week, we should roll out the details of these events. So I'd ask our listeners to stay tuned on that. And we actually have a couple of unique things that we're going to try to do this time. Next Wednesday, when we'll have a conversation, we'll be able to drill into the details.
Look forward to that. Congressman Bill Flores joins us most every Wednesday. You can hear the entire interview archived on the website at WTAW.com. Thanks for the time this morning.
You bet. Great talk to you, Scott. I'd ask our listeners to continue praying for our country and our military men and women.
Certainly.
If you have land to take care of, you need a service and supply company that can take care of you. Wegward Inc. in Calvert has served the Brazos Valley with small town attention since 1978. Lance and his crew are experts at farm equipment service and repair. They do trailer sandblasting and painting, plus electrical and running gear repair. Wegward Inc. is also offering welding services for your farm equipment, fencing supplies, pasture gates, H-braces, and corner posts. Wegward Inc. on Highway 6 in Calvert. Visit wegwardinc.com or Google Tractor Dealer in Calvert.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
When you see someone in a crisis, what sort of emotion should you feel? Sadness, concern, pity? It begs the question, though, do any of those emotions reflect genuine compassion? This is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Hurting people are all around us, crumbling marriages, teens in crisis, friends and family members struggling to keep their lives together. And when we show compassion to people enduring difficult trials like this, it opens a door for them to heal. But we can only offer genuine compassion when we understand what it is. The English word compassion is derived from two Latin words. The first means with. The second means to suffer. Together, the word compassion literally implies to suffer with someone. It involves not just feeling sympathy for another person's misfortune, but a willingness to respond by taking action on their behalf. Genuine compassion doesn't stand aloof from someone in pain, feeling sorry for their circumstances, yet remaining detached and uninvolved. It requires us to enter into suffering with those around us. And this may mean doing what we can to alleviate someone's problems. But even when we can't, we can still actively join in their pain by weeping with those who weep and struggling alongside those who struggle. To help your family thrive, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-866-979-9147 or go to BestWaterNow.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-866-979-9147, 1-866-979-9147, or go to bestwaternow.com. That's bestwaternow.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Team Ford of Navasota. It's 7:53. Well, the A&M baseball team stacked up 8 runs in the last 4 innings to pull away with a 9-3 victory over Texas State yesterday at Bobcat Ballpark. Here's Coach Rob Childress.
Well, we certainly didn't start the way we'd hoped, but it's not how you start, it's how you finish. And, you know, Doc Akis got it back together, had a really, got us through the 4th inning. Kaysen Sherrod was fabulous, the best I've seen him throw. And, you know, offensively, we got things rolling there in the middle innings, pulled away from them late, but, you know, very proud of us coming on the road and beating a really good Texas State team.
That audio courtesy of KBTX. The Aggs next travel to Baton Rouge for a 3-game series against number 8 LSU, and you'll be able to hear all 3 games on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. Meanwhile, the 5th-ranked A&M softball team closes out a 5-game homestand tonight as they host Texas State at the Aggie Softball Complex. First pitch for tonight's game slated for 6:30 p.m., and you can hear that one on Willie 1550. In college basketball, it'll be Georgia Tech against TCU in tomorrow's NIT title game. The Yellow Jackets knocked out Cal State Bakersfield 76-61 at Madison Square Garden. Meanwhile, the Horned Frogs earned a 68-53 win over Central Florida. Elsewhere, Coach Scott Drew announced Baylor junior guard Al Freeman plans to transfer after graduating at the end of the spring semester. There was no indication of where Freeman plans to go. He would be eligible to play immediately as a graduate transfer. In A&M track and field, the Aggs are gearing up for the 90th edition of the Texas Relays this week, starting today. At the relay, senior Lyndon Victor, the defending NCAA and SEC champion, will compete in his first decathlon of the season. Meanwhile, a pair of Aggie sprinters, senior Fred Curley and freshman Danielle White, were named SEC Runner of the Week yesterday. In the NFL, Dallas tight end Jason Witten has signed a 4-year contract extension that virtually guarantees the 14-year veteran will spend his entire career with the Cowboys. The deal Witten signed yesterday runs through 2021 and leaves the final year of the 2-time All-Pro's current contract intact. Elsewhere in the NFL, replay decisions could take less time this season after owners approved having referees use a handheld tablet for video reviews. The refs had been going to a sideline camera for reviews and had final say on confirming or reversing a call. Now, league officiating chief Dean Blandino and his staff in New York will make those decisions with input from the referee. In the NBA,
Harden pops out, spins away from Iguodala, shoots a three, it's on the way, blocked away. Iguodala to Curry, ball game's over. And the Warriors have come to Houston and have won the first game of this back-to-back.
The Golden State Warriors built a big lead early and held on for a 113-106 win over the Houston Rockets last night. The Warriors scored 37 points in the first quarter and never trailed on the way to their 8th straight victory and 60th this season. And now here's KO.
Thank you, Brad. It's time for the deal of the day, thanks to the good folks at Team Ford of Navasota. Today, it's a 2013 Chrysler 300S. It's got a 5.7-liter V8 Hemi. Sunroof, leather, only one owner, and just $19,588. Again, that's a 2013 Chrysler 300S, one owner, $19,588. And what, you have just, what, three more days until we run out of March, which is truck month at Team Ford. You can get the Ford F-150, the best-selling model truck in the country for 40 years running. And they've got huge savings on those vehicles, plus interest rates very, very low. And if you get a Ford F-150, F-250, F-3, whatever Ford you want to get, whatever truck you want to get, they'll fix it up for you because they have Texas Custom Outfitters. It's attached to the dealership, and you can get all the upgrades you want. Tires, wheels, tint, music, lights. It can all be taken care of and rolled into the financing at the same time. To find out more, go to teamofnavasota.com or make the short trip to Team of Navasota in, of course, Navasota.
It's madness, I tell you. Madness. And it's all March long.
So, what's up with him?
Oh, he just heard about the Paradise Oasis Pools March Pool Sale.
Okay, so what's the big deal?
For the entire month of March, Paradise Oasis Pools is offering an in-ground pool with decking and all Hayward pool equipment with PebbleTec pool finish for only $32,000.
That is madness.
To see these beautiful pools and take advantage of this madness in March, go to ParadiseOasisPools.com. Some restrictions apply.
Blinn College alumni and friends and the Buccaneer Alumni Letterman Association invite you to the 2017 Blinn College Clay Shootout, Friday, April 7th at the Boswell Porter 4-8 Shotgun Range in Snook. This year's shootout underwriters are Blue Bonnet Electric Cooperative and McCoy Workplace Solutions. Entry fee is $500 per team of four, and proceeds from the event will go to support Blinn College students. To learn more about the event or to register a team, go online at foundation.blinn.edu or call Kyle Merton at 979-830-4495.
Brad Mitchell in the studio right now with Jen Zweiker from Zweiker & Associates. Now, we were talking a little bit earlier about interest rates.
Yes.
Tell me about what's going on with interest rates in the market right now.
Creeping up they are.
Ooh.
That was good. That was like a Yoda sound after my Yoda, my Yoda statement. They are. We're going to see interest rates creeping up a little bit over the course of the next year. It's nothing to panic about. It's nothing to be upset about. But if you are looking at buying in the next few years, what it boils down to this. The higher interest rates get, it just means if you want to keep your payment the same, you may get just a little less house for the money.
Mm-hmm.
Or for the same home, you might have a slightly higher payment.
Mm-hmm.
You heard the word slightly.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Yeah.
So not anything dramatic at this point.
It's all about massaging the numbers and making them come out the way you want them to, right?
Well, I don't know. There's some pretty hard and fast numbers. When somebody says, here's your interest rate, that's pretty much what it's going to be until you refinance or sell.
See, you guys are the experts. You know that kind of stuff. Check them out online, zarealestate.com.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, the Infomaniac said, so we're getting a ton of thunder outside. There's not much rain, but a nice light show. And now it's time for healthier candy bars.
Yay!
Yay. Right, yeah, yeah.
Well, yeah, if you break it in half, it is healthier.
No, the new healthier Kit Kat, it has fewer calories than the current bars.
It only tastes a little like cardboard.
Yep, the updated, now, hey, there's some people really like those things.
I love Kit Kats, but the healthy one?
Yeah, no, the updated packs will contain less sugar and will boast a continuing, or having an extra milk and cocoa element. 4 calories.
Wow, really?
Four? No, no, no. Oh, I'm sorry. 4 fewer calories.
Oh,
that's it. Oh. So that means that, like, each one of the little fingers on the Kit Kat bar will now have 1 fewer calorie than it had before.
Well done.
Okay. It'll make you feel so much better that you're eating it, right? Okay.
Of course.
8 o'clock. First in news, weather, and sports, WTAW, College Station Bryant.